What is this Mahayana explanation? No? Six consciousness, seven consciousness, eight consciousness. Yeah? Can understand? No? You cannot understand, tell me you cannot understand. Man. Ah, very good. Kalon, very good. Sadhu, eh? So I will explain this. Well, this is not easy. Eh? I have shared it in one of the talks. Eh? And that talk a lot of people go and view. Eh? I think it's if I'm not wrong, it's almost 3,000 OAU. You see, as a human being, we have a physical body with all the senses. The main five senses, what are they? Our eye, our ear, our nose, our tongue, and our bodily tactile. So these are the first five types of consciousness. With the eye, you can see, that is seeing consciousness. With the ear, you can hear, that is seeing consciousness. Hearing. Yeah, you can hear. Hearing. Oh, sorry, hearing consciousness, yeah. No, smell is smell consciousness. The tongue, taste is taste consciousness. Then bodily tactile is tactile consciousness, okay? So these five are the main, first five type of consciousness that the Mahayana call. Then what is a sixth consciousness? They call it Ti Liu Se. Se, not se, se. Se, Ti Liu Se, yeah. Yen Se, Er Se, yeah. Ti Liu Se. So, sixth consciousness is where the mind is. All these consciousness, you need mind, the common denominator. Understand not? So when mind is there, you perceive. All the perception that you do become the sixth consciousness. Where there is another door, the brain. The brain that arises thought consciousness. So first five senses, you have the five types of consciousness. Okay? So these five are very straightforward, like what I said just now. Seeing, hearing, tasting, or taste consciousness, then smell. Then there is another one, is tactile. So these are the first five. Then the sixth one is actually perception or sanya. Because you have a mind. So this one is the mind, mind's perception. So when the mind perceives, there is a consciousness in the sanya. That's why we have the brain. Upon contact, like the other senses, it also arises thought consciousness. So this perception, sanya, is within the thought consciousness. That's why it's called the sixth consciousness. So what is thought? When you see, you can also create thought. Understand? Where you can perceive whatever you see, color, shape, and form, within that consciousness. When you hear, the hearing consciousness, you can also perceive the sense data, like vibration, sound, yeah, or whatever, that music, yeah, noise, or whatever, that the hearing consciousness can pick up. So that one is all mental. Understand that? That's why it's called the sixth consciousness. Then what is the seventh consciousness? This one should be first five type of consciousness. Okay, I changed this a bit to make it clear. First five consciousness. Okay. They are because of their five senses. From the five basic senses. Then after that, what is the seventh consciousness? What is it? Yeah? Sankara, yes. But why is it Sankara? Yes. Tui. Sankara is where they call it the discriminative consciousness. Because what is Sankara? Like Sui earlier mentioned. When you go and think, you create duality and all those things. So this is what discrimination is all about. You discriminate. Whenever you perceive Sankara, based on sanya. Sanya perceive, you create sankara. Understand? So this discriminating consciousness, they call it the seven consciousness. But they also call this the organ. I had to put inverted comma, right? Organ. You know why they call it the organ? Because this sanya, which is the sixth consciousness, this one is the sense data. This one is the sense data plus organ plus sense data trigger of one. When you perceive something, the external form enters the mind. Understand? Then of course this guy, sankara, discriminate, understand? Create all the content of consciousness. But this fellow is a mind, understand? That's why the seven consciousness make contact with the brain, understand? You understand? The brain. Because you go up there and think, understand? Through memory, you want to perceive. After you perceive, which is sanya, perception, then you create thinking, discriminatory activity inside there. So when you think means you make contact with the brain, it trigger what? This one trigger of minyana, understand? Minyana. But when you input the content of consciousness, it become a thought. Actually, it's vijnana plus content of consciousness. So vijnana is the pure consciousness, the receptacle. So if this is the organ, upon contact, the sense basis, which is the brain, so this part, because there is the brain, which is the organ, upon contact, and this external form, which is a sense data, trigger of thought consciousness. So this thought consciousness is the eight consciousness. This one is the eight consciousness, or they call it the alaya consciousness. Alaya or storehouse consciousness. Can you understand? Can you see? Yeah. So the sixth consciousness is actually mind. Understand? So this one is mind. Oh, I have written here. Mind's perception. So this is basically mind's perception, six. Then you have your seven. Then you have your eight. Actually, you look at it. The Mahayana say they have eight types of consciousness. But is it any different from the Theravada, five aggregate? It's exactly the five aggregate, isn't it? Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana become the six, seven, eight. But those who don't understand, they say what? Ah, you Theravada, you only one type of Vijnana, consciousness. They got eight over here. So because of that, if you look at this one, you will know. The first five, based on our senses, they will produce the first five types of respective sense-based consciousness, like our eye, seeing consciousness, our ear, hearing consciousness, then nose, smell consciousness, taste consciousness. Then we have our body detector. Then when you think, miss what? You make contact with the brain, isn't it? That's why you think, isn't it? So this brain creates thought consciousness. So this thought consciousness, is actually from your thinking. But your thinking, that sense basis, also needs sense data, isn't it? Like your seeing, you need sense data. What is it? Color, shape, and form. Your hearing, your sense data is what? Vibration, noise, music, or whatever type of vibration that your ear can pick up. So all these have sense data. Smell also same, taste also same. Then tactile also got sense data, because the environment, understand? The temperature of the environment, the sensation. Yeah. So Whatever that arise through the senses, they can trigger off consciousness. So the brain is another sense, okay, the organ. This brain receives sense data from where? External form, the perception. That's why when you perceive, it's like you perceive the color, shape, and form, then you discriminate. Now here, what does it perceive? The external perception. It can be color, shape, or form from that seeing consciousness, or it can be vibration, sound, or music from that hearing consciousness, or the taste consciousness, and other things. So this one, the respective sense data that come into the perception of these five, or the memory that you recollect or recall. So these six types of sense data create the six type of respective mind consciousness. Understand? That's why it becomes the six consciousness. So can follow. So this is what the teaching is. That's why I say Theravada understanding can explain Mahayana. No different. Understand? Then number seven is more difficult to understand. But luckily, Alicia and Sui understand. Yeah, this is the one that create discrimination. What is discrimination? That's why you got mental state, the mind stir, like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, understand not? Fear, worry, anxiety, yeah? Insecurity. These are the movement of Sankara, understand not? The mental states, based on the conditioning from your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and all this come from where? Memory, understand not? So this discriminative consciousness come about because of memory. And because of memory, it carries all your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and what else? Yeah. A lot more actually. Yeah?
Bias.
Your bias.
Phobia.
Your phobia, your whatever insecurity, yeah, habitual tendency. Yeah, accumulated experience, very good. Habitual tendency. Then basically, what is memory? Like what Padmasuri said, yeah? Your experiences, good and bad. Very, very cool. So from this memory, this one is your experiences, good and bad, or pleasant and unpleasant. So what do we accumulate in our memory? Our experiences there, everything you go through in life, you accumulate it. Then you retain it. So these are all the rubbish inside there. You know? These are not truth, no, not dhamma. You know? You accumulate views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, bias, phobia, insecurity, habitual tendency, and many other things. So when you see all these, then you realize acting according to memory is not acting at all, true or not? So I better write this down in red. Huh? So because of that, acting according to memory is not acting at all. So now you understand. Like the word alaya consciousness is store consciousness. Understand? Store means what?
Store, keep it.
Keep where?
Sankara.
Keep where?
Kama.
Keep in your karmic nature. Understand? Huh? So this alaya consciousness is also called the storehouse consciousness. It's also in your karmic nature. Understand? Huh? This is not a karmic nature. This is the consciousness that arise, gets stored in the karmic nature. Understand? Huh? Yeah.
Give an example.
Use the mic.
Get out here. Okay. I thought of an example that might help. Let me know if I'm off track.
Yeah.
So I start with perception. So let's say my mom went to the market and bought an apple. And then come back, I see. I label perception apple because I saw red color with a stalk. And then I start to see big, oh, good, what brand? NV, good, eh? Got a hole. Ah. Bottom one, hey, mommy, not good, ah. Go and refund. Ah. That one, ah, that start to have, what was, so these are duality, good and bad. And then after that, start to trigger the karmic volition. You know, there was a selfishness that, there's a discrimination that apple with a worm is not good. That is my perspective, my preference. And then because we paid money for this, I felt a part of me lost something. I cannot be at a losing end. We need to get our money back. That was all selfishness at play. What about the person that grew this apple? And then all that kind of thinking, all these will create karmic volition leading to that eight consciousness. All these, whatever karmic propension I create, that mental energy creates things that are stored in my karma. Little bit, everything we do, we say, we think, creates karmic velocity. That's how I see it.
Because this is what volition will do. Your mental intention means the karmic volition. You create karma. Now you start to understand why citta nupassana. The Buddha say, mindfulness of what? Citta, the thought, content of consciousness. So when you are mindful, you aware, understand not, what the content is. If it has an evil root, like when there is greed, aware. There is hatred, aware. There is fear, aware. When the citta is peaceful, aware. Aware is after you have learned the essential Dhamma, what constitutes evil, what constitutes wholesome, then you aware, you know how to deal with it, isn't it? When there is greed, means what? The five ways to overcome it. Okay? The first two thought one you've gone through, no need. The third way is meditating. Aware of that greed, that fear, the anger, the hatred, the emotion that arise. Then silence your mind. Then you realize it cease. Means what? All these are dependent originating, not intrinsic in you. See it, not theory. Theory, then you keep as knowledge, then you try to explain, no use. But when you see it, he used the word, it disappears, dissipate. Dissipate. Then the delusion, wrong view, that thought energy no more. That's why when you root out Sakkaya Ditti, Avijja, then that true mind return. Because all these defilements, good and bad, they are dependent originating, condition arising. Every moment of senses, sense experience. Then if you don't have that mindfulness of citta nupassana and don't understand the essential Dhamma, you cannot handle life. Because this eight consciousness is always coming. Understand? But when you understand, you know how to root it out. So through the third and fourth way, you straighten your view, you root it out. After you root it out, then you are always at peace. Then this one is no longer alaya consciousness. This one becomes pure consciousness. Understand? Without the evil root. Then it becomes very wholesome. Even in the Abhidhamma, they mention it. Not only wholesome, no. These are the supramundane consciousness, no. That is incapable of evil, no. That's why in the Abhidhamma, there is one category of consciousness called supramundane consciousness. Who arises? Only the enlightened being arises. And they talk about the eight pairs of enlightened being. Because the Buddha was teaching the sainthood way until the arahant. That's why even the Bodhisattva or the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, he's also called himself arahant. Understand? That's why we chant. Salutation to the Buddha. Arahang, that is the arahant. Understand? Arahang Sammasambuddho means the Sammasambuddha is an arahant. Understand? So because of that, now you understand why the teaching is like that. So these are all related, connected. Hopefully by now it's clearer. So what my daughter gave is good. He wants you to have an understanding of what is going on in your brain. So he gave an example. Then you will come to understand it better because this is how you discriminate. Of course, apple is just an example. Yes, let's say if we have not eaten envy and all the good apple, understand? Then you don't know how to compare, understand? Then you don't know how to discriminate. Apple, apple, you look at the price only. You know, when we young, when we poor, we just buy. Got apple to eat already, very contented, very happy. But later on, when you got money already, the normal apple, 1 ringgit or maybe less. But the good apple, like they say, imported one, not only envy. Before envy, there are other range. 3 ringgit, 4 ringgit, 5 ringgit. Then envy come, 8 ringgit, 9 ringgit. Where you can afford, you also buy. Then you buy, you eat. Wow, so nice. Then you start to discriminate. Paham ke bijak lah, envy. Nothing wrong with that, understand? It's because you can afford it, understand? You don't have craving for it, understand? When there is no more envy, my wife tell me, I say, I take you Stargrosser bike. Then not season. What can you do, understand? You got money, no use, understand? You can afford, but no condition to have it, understand? So when you discriminate means you got craving, understand? Like he said, selfish. I spend money, I pay so much, you buy that type of envy, utang one. Understand? And sometimes after you cut already, you're inside bad one. So all these type of movement are what we accumulated during when we are young. Understand? We were taught, educated in that way. Then song, bo song. It's always like that. Everything also want to be song. So when you have that habitual tendency, when you have the Dhamma, then you understand. The world is the world. Understand? The world discriminates. The world has duality. So learn to understand this. That's why the three levels of seeing, you remember? See mountain is mountain. Kan san su san. Then at the direct seeing, kan san fu su san, there are no word, no concept. But when you become normal, whoever come, they say, this is mountain. If he is just a putujana, deluded, not enlightened, mountain. Understand? Then the enlightened one come, no, it's not mountain. Yeah, not mountain. But people cannot understand. Then they go and complain. He did brother Tiwa. But people ask him mountain, he said mountain. Not mountain, he also said not mountain. Why? Because he has transcend duality. Understand? According to reality, if you are of that mentality, still not enlightened, then of course you perceive the mundane perception which is mountain. Understand? That's why you can live in the world like the lotus. The pond, lotus pond, can be filled of filth, muddy, and all the fishes down there, still trying to survive, jumping up and down. But you above. You arise from the filth. But you have this lotus, means the enlightenment above the lotus pond. Means you can live within that filthy pond, understand? Which is samsara, the conditioned world. That's why you look at all this statue, you realize the lotus down there. They are sitting above the lotus. Understand? So that is the Mahayana terminology or analogy. Because lotus symbolizes what? Enlightenment, we are above the lotus pond. you transcend the existential world, but they have the karmically conditioned form and mind. That's why they come. That's why that lotus is from that pond, the filthy pond, within the existential world. So eight kinds of consciousness is nothing special. Understand? Basically, it's sanya, sankara, vijnana, and the first five sense organ. Okay. So five, six, seven, eight, okay? It's actually five aggregate of form and mind. Everything you want to know is the five aggregate of form and mind. That's why I say when you have mindfulness, when you observe, you come to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human. Means how you create all this consciousness, how you input the content. Can follow? Yeah. So today one is actually one level deeper than what I normally share. Even in that video, I didn't go to this level. Understand? The one that 3,000 over Yasui.
I noticed this part. I can also use this to show pertaining to the topic we discussed about the evil root, the danger of not rooting it out, how the mundane mind can be a cobra at this point, because the negativity that we can cause here is can become severe when we start to say, hey, where you buy this from? The shop, come, I tell all my friends, don't go there and buy. The apple there not good. Or, you know, things like that. And then we start to build up negativity, and then we, if I ever become a farmer next time and I go apple next life, I will have this kind of things happen to me. Yeah. The other way, yeah. So this is how the mundane mind can become a cobra, very dangerous. We don't see how poisonous it is. On the other hand, if I see, okay lah, I buy so many apple, only one spoil, I have gratitude. How many months it takes to grow an apple? I mean, it's already all fully grown, plucked, shipped to me already in my house. I got affinity to receive this. It's my karma to have one bad apple in the ones I buy. So accept it. Have gratitude that maybe at least half still can eat. You know, see the good side of it. There's always two sides to the coin. I was only seeing all the bad one. And if I have all this positive gratitude, I still say, oh, thank you, mommy. No, I can still continue and don't complain. All this wholesomeness will turn the whole situation around. Then if I had that karma that was gonna flower also, it wouldn't flower and proliferate further. It doesn't turn the wheel that samsara doesn't continue. It stops here, payback, and then in the future, if I ever become a farmer, I have people that appreciate what I grow and sell. But this is one way I see it.
Okay, let's rejoice that. Yes, what Sri did is she bring out this type of day-to-day example that can relate to your understanding life. And this is just one of the simple examples. A more severe type of example is like when you see somebody you don't like, through memory or something, then what happened? What happened? It will condition you.
You see somebody you don't like, you avoid person, go elsewhere.
You avoid no use because you still have the problem. You haven't rooted it out. What I mean is, most people, when you see there is aversion, there is anger, there is hatred, then the memory recollect through sanya and sankara. They recollect what? Is Gaia, shit Gaia. Last time, snake me, swindle me, did all this to me, and now he got the gut to visit me. Yes, so what you create? The negativity through what? Bias. Will you perceive him negative based on what? Memory, based on the past. He may not be what he is anymore, no. Maybe he come and apologize to you, no, give you give also you don't. But that perception creates that negativity of karma. You know? Every thought is a consciousness, alaya. And it's all stored inside there. Then by the time you realize its true intention is different, you suddenly like, oh, lucky. Actually, he came to apologize. And then you have joy again. But that negativity you create is coming. You reap what you sow. Means what? In future, you go and visit other people, you also kena the same thing. He will perceive your negativity. Sometimes they don't even, because they didn't hear you explain. They don't even want to see you. No. The moment you reach the gate, you come for what? Understand? Take it off. Understand? So this is what karmic is. You reap what you sow. Everything you say and do come back to you. Understand? A Swiss example is very mild, apple name. The worst case scenario is instigate the mother to go and get back the money or change. Then that fellow sell you also go soft. Get angry. But my wife won't. Understand? Every time she say this one, very good. You all should learn. Holang katok belkin. My katok lah. You know the meaning or not? Yeah, let people cheat you, then my. Don't cheat people. You're always like that. That's why she don't have to go through all those things. Then after she understand the Dhamma, she developed more and more this. I always say she very good hearted fool last time. Because kind. Everything also think of others, think of others. But I say, if you don't have wisdom, people take advantage of you, make a fool out of you. That's how he learned. And she learned she has this good nature from the past because she is the one that do her duty well. That's why her life is good. Do her duty well, then she don't cut out long. Understand? Take advantage. She cannot. She got a lot of creativity. Every time you offer or give him something, he will think of how to buy things for you and give her. Then to the brother, the sister, he also want to give her. I mean, that is her past, her nature. Understand? She is not the selfish type. So every human being is different. So from this, you understand. People are just the way they are. Understand? Why people think that way? Because of the conditioning, the belief system, your education, how you actually develop all those into views, opinion, conditioning, and habits. Then your phobia, psychological memory, your anger, your hatred. Why did you go and accumulate? Then when you accumulate, what happened? Like just now I asked you, is there a thinker behind the thought? I already explained it. There is no one. Why? That person will tell you, hey, I want to think of him, I think. Why you say I don't think? Why you say no thing? But when we are mindful aware, like you can see. Actually, even Sue, he was okay. You go to the brain first, understand? And what is brain? Brain is memory. That memory he recollect. Oh, this guy, understand? Then, oh, I know him, Kok Lun, understand? Then, he start to think, oh, Kok Lun, last time he very kind, he come buy cake, buy the good cake from the bakery. My wife also will know. So all this thought that we arise, it's not a thinker behind, understand? It's because of that memory that it conditioned you to recall for the memory what he did. There is no one inside there to create that thought. Do you understand? See that with awareness. Then you know how you function as a human being, understand? That everything is dependent originating. No memory you think you can cognize him. You can create all the thought. The baby newborn, you ask him to think, he cannot think. Understand? So all these are very easy to understand. But if you don't have the understanding, the basic awareness behind, people talk to you like that, very logical one. You cannot counter, no. Yeah, I think I got thinker behind a thought. Like I also think one. Understand? But thought is respond to memory. Without memory, how did it come out? That's why I say Krishnamurti is very big. I saw that. Then I know it's not a person. That's why they say there is a soul inside responsible for your seeing, your hearing as well. But the Christian got that teaching. He said the soul is responsible. That one like God inside there. God give you that ability. No, you are a scientist, you will know. Everything is like a physics experiment, very natural. But you don't have mindfulness awareness, you cannot see. Understand? Huh? So these are clear now, huh? Yeah. Color? Good for you, huh? So this your first time he entered and follow the fool. No, the fool, which last time come for 3 days. And he can absorb. He very sharp because he's worked as an engineer. He got a ta chiong at the side. That's why a lot of people observe you act very fast. I say, yeah, my daughter observed. You help a lot of people and you have the understanding. You are like very organized. And I can see you very calm, very quiet. You move around even. Yeah, when you come for retreat, you really come for retreat. You don't go and think of your work and handphone here and there. I don't see that. So everyone is different. When you are mindful, you're aware, you can understand. Then like Brother Tim, the day he say, then you know what he go through. That's why Papa Suri also know. In the house at one of the dinner, I think, he said, Brother Tim, Tim, Tim one. But got something inside there. She also know. Because husband and wife share no one. So all these are what Dhamma cultivation is all about. When you have the cultivation, you progress, you become different. The understanding help you understand life and live life according to Dhamma way. So we haven't finished. Huh? So because of all this, acting according to memory is not acting at all. This one clear? Because you are acting according to all this rubbish. Your fear, your insecurity, your bias or whatever. Maybe here include fear. Then it can even include your selfishness. Then emotional negativity. Then envy, jealousy, hatred, etc. So now you understand. These are all evil roots, understand? Acting according to memory is acting according to your fear, your habitual tendency, your belief system, view, opinion, selfishness, emotional negativity, envy, and jealousy, hatred. Is that the way to act? The content is all with the evil root, understand? Fear, worry, anxiety is delusion. Selfishness is positive craving, greed, the anger, hatred, jealousy, they are all evil. So this becomes very clear. So if you don't act according to memory, how should you act? Acting according to wisdom, following the Dhamma way. Yeah. So Dhamma way is Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path is incapable of evil. So this is how you act, understand now? Then when you act according to Noble Eightfold Path, no evil, you sure resulting amicably, understand now? So that no karmic repercussion. So the other thing to understand is to resolve things amicably, got green color. To resolve all issues amicably. So when you understand all this, this is the real living Dhamma, understand? Not theory. You go and check, got textbook tissue like that. Because if you see awareness how it happened, then you understand all this. Nobody taught me. Understand?